right. See if I remember how this control board works. DJ Doug, all alone tonight. Well, I was all alone tonight. It's Beyond All Limits, or I'm calling this the soft comeback special, because the hard one's going to be when Lizzie Smuffett's here next week. Special guest, former DJ.
Yep.
DJ Mass Skeptic.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Well, I just got off work, so figured I'd come by.
No, thank you.
Because you guys haven't been here in like 3 months at least.
Yeah, it's about 3 months. It's about a 3 month break. It's good to get a break, come back fresh, you know, ready to go.
Oh, I agree. Completely.
And what have you been up to? You got a show on a different station you could plug.
Yes, I moved over to Psyched Radio San Francisco.
Yeah, we're all family.
Yeah, we used to be located inside Thrill House Records. That was a fire trap.
yeah. No shit.
Yeah, I never did get around to buying a fire extinguisher, but now we're not there anymore. Now we have much cooler digs at the Warfield Building.
Cool.
Which is pretty awesome. You gotta come check it out. We have a cool view.
Well, one of these few weeks coming up. And your show's what, Friday at 8?
7 to 9.
Oh, that was close.
Hey, right in the middle.
I'm bad with numbers. Yeah, I'll come by soon, for sure. You came by tonight. It was a nice surprise. Well, I texted you, but you didn't read the text, so that's why it was a surprise.
No, I looked at the app, and I was like, I can always tell if you're here because you actually, like, type in the song titles.
that's totally my, that's my giveaway.
He's there.
Yeah, that's my giveaway.
Yeah, we have Spinatron at Psych Radio, and it's like, it's the service that listens to the music.
It's automatic,
and it automatically posts on the website what you're playing and keeps a list and stuff.
Probably a lot of weird stuff. I wonder if it would pick it up.
You know, I'm always surprised.
Yeah.
Sometimes, if I'm playing, my college buddy's band from the 90s, it's not going to, you know, get that, obviously, because that shit never really got big or even slightly big. Not to say it's not good music, but it is. Just didn't go anywhere.
But, like, that last weird drum track I played, it's a real release from last year. Of, like, a live recording from 2001. Like, is that going to be on there? I don't know.
Yeah, well, sometimes it gets the song wrong completely. Mm-hmm. That happens, but that's really rare. But, like, I just played a couple weeks ago, I played, like, exit music for a film by Radiohead. It missed that.
Oh, wow.
It's like, how does it miss Radiohead?
You should try to do a show where, like, pick
weird.
Just really weird stuff to see how many it misses. Just have
I'm surprised at its level of it does go pretty deep.
Yeah.
I'm pretty surprised by how well it actually works, but always really, really surprised even more when it misses something that it should get. I don't know.
Well, you know, it's the AI. We were talking about getting that here at the station some time ago, and I had never heard about it before. And you're the first person I know that actually used it, so I like typing things in. So I can put my little notes.
Yeah, well, no, I kind of missed that too, actually, because now it's like I have one less thing to do, you know, and 2 hours, you know, of just listening to music, which is fine.
Pretty good, though. Emily would say Lil' Les Muffet would say if you're doing a punk rock set, it would be nice to not type things in.
Yeah, because the songs are 2 minutes.
Records.
Yeah, the songs are like 2 minutes.
Yes. I need a bleep button for one of these people's real names. Rusty. Yeah, I haven't been here in a while, man. I haven't been here in a while. It was weird talking on the microphone by myself before.
Mm-hmm.
Put the headphones on. Music came on.
Yeah, I want to get you know, our bartender friend who loves Kiss.
Yeah.
And get him down there. And,
yeah.
Because that fucker knows a lot of backstory shit about bands. I don't really ever pay much attention to that. Unless it's like Rush.
Oh, no. He's,
you know.
Yeah.
He's like a
rock and roll trivia king.
Yeah. He absolutely is. So I just need to get his ass down there and let him run his mouth for a while.
I'll try to get down there. I can't this Friday. Maybe next Friday.
Okay.
This Friday, I'm going to go see Ravi Coltrane at SF Jazz.
Cool. So
I've never seen Ravi. I wanted to go see him and his mom playing there, or him playing the music of his mother's, or whatever. I mean, a few months ago, I missed that. Anyway, SF Jazz, I won't say I love that place. It's kind of cold and weird in there.
I've never been.
It just feels like a convention center.
Tickets are always really expensive.
Yeah, I have a way around that. Yes.
Oh, well, you should tell me what it is, because there is stuff there I wanted to see, but I wouldn't want to pay like well over $100 for like one ticket.
We can talk off air.
You know?
Yeah, we can talk off air.
Okay.
It's good to know friends in low places.
For sure.
Yeah, I go there a few times a year, but usually for the weirder stuff, like Sun Orchestra is going to be there at the end of the month. I might go to that.
I've never been to Bimbo's 365 either, even though I lived in North Beach for 2 years.
It's been a long time. It's cool because they have the whole big band stage. Like, there's a regular stage, and next to it, there's, like, the tiered
I hear it's a really cool space. Everyone is like, oh, it's so cool. You need to go check it out.
Yeah, I went to a jazz show there once, Dr. Lonnie Smith, years ago, and, you know, the big band stage is next to, like, on the stage, but, you know, like, tiered. For, you know.
Right on.
But I guess when they oversell a show, they put chairs there. So I was sitting on stage with like a little chair behind the band. It was really weird. It's pretty cool seats, though.
Yeah.
That's the last time I was there, and that was probably 20 years ago. They book weird acts. There's not much reason to go there.
Yeah, that's true.
Like cover bands.
My friends just went and saw some, yes, I think it's just called the Yacht Rock Review there.
I called it, didn't I? A lot of cover bands.
Yeah. And which sounds interesting, but yeah. I went to Brett Floyd instead, and that was awesome. Go check out Brett Floyd. They are a Pink Floyd tribute band, and they fucking nail it. They sound great. And they got the whole, like, you remember in the late days of Floyd when they had the big circle screen? They got that. They got the lights. It looks just like the Floyd setup from, like, back in the day.
Cool. Yeah, I went to see Surplus 1980 at Kilowatt last night. It was pretty good.
Cool.
Local band, kind of goofy, math-rocky, post-punky, Mostiano. Anyway, I should say what we were listening to because that's part of my job. My job. It's not really a job when you don't get paid. We just ended that set here. Oh, by the way, again, this is me, DJ Doug, and DJ Mass Skeptics here visiting. Former Radio Valencia DJ. Perhaps again soon. We were listening to Tony Conrad, Arnold Drayblatt, and Jim O'Rourke from Tonic, 2001. January 19th, 2001. I used to go to that club. It was very cool. Very cool. I used to go there underage with a fake ID. I was so bad. I just wanted to see music. They knew. It was fine. They knew I was underage. The classic Four Organs by Steve Reich from the Four Organs. That's a reissue. I forget what label it's on. It just came out. Tri-City Dragway by Sir Richard Bishop. We started off with his new record, Saginaw Racket. I really like that album a lot. He's from Sun City Girls. Did you ever hear that band, Menace Skeptic?
I have not heard. I don't know.
It's like experimental rock from the Northwest, I think Portland, 90s. Really good stuff. So he's a guitar player from that's his new solo record. It's wild. Him and Lulu Panel. I will play more of that. It's two records, four sides, four songs. The way the flesh should be. Pick a side, play it. That's it. That's how I like to do the show. I have to pick a different band, so I like to do a lot.
Yes,
listen to Saturday. I didn't take that in there. And then I think that's it. I play three long songs. It's 11:30. We need some more music. Let's see. I got a record or a digital song. What do you want to hear?
Which one's the longest?
I think the digital is pretty close. All right.
We'll be right back. 10 years ago, on a cold, dark night, there was someone killed beneath the town hall light. There were few at the scene, and they all did agree that the man who ran looked a lot like me. The judge said, "Son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die." I spoke my word, knowing then my life. I had been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave where the night winds wail. Nobody knows, no, and nobody sees. Nobody knows.
Masterpiece Live, Dylan, Rolling Thunder Review. Not sure which of the bootlegs that's from. Could be from Ronaldo and Clara, the four-hour Dylan movie that is not officially released, but you can find on YouTube. I recommend it. Movie's 3.5 hours. It's pretty long. It's Bob Dylan. It's crazy. He's not allowing it to be released. But once he's dead, I'm sure it will be. I'm DJ Doug. I'm here with DJ My Skeptic.
Yep. Dropping by.
Visiting from the other station.
Yeah, sort of.
Psyched Radio.
Actually, on my way to Glen Park. But
oh, you're doing that tonight.
Yeah.
All right.
Cat sitting.
Exciting. Exciting. All right. We just heard Bob Dylan. Before that, the band. Bob Dylan's band. Covering Long Black Veil.